It is Thursday, April 18th. Here's what we're working on this morning. No big surprise here. Gas prices shot up overnight as most stations switched over to summer gas blends.
Red Lobster could be heading into bankruptcy after losing millions on endless shrimp deals.
And Katy Perry has a wardrobe malfunction during American Idol. Speaking of wardrobes, you're going to need a coat this morning. It's kind of chilly out.
A little bit of a chill, but hopefully a better day than yesterday.
What an awful day it was.
I went to the Jays games. I'm going to talk more about the Jays game itself, but yesterday was a time when I'm just like, thank goodness we have a dome. Because I was walking there, and it was rainy and windy cold. And then you get in there, it's like, oh, it's quite comfortable in here.
Oh, that's very nice, yes. You wouldn't want to be in an outdoor stadium around here yesterday. We got to about 7, but 7 was like 6 o'clock yesterday morning, and then the temperature fell.
Yeah.
So the day was even chillier. It was around 5 degrees during the day. And, of course, then you factor in that wind. It was just one of those raw April days. But today will be milder. Yes, I mean, we're 7 degrees right now, and we're going to climb to 16 later on today. We could see a little bit of sunshine later this afternoon, but there's chance of showers, chance of drizzle early this morning. And we've got some mist in the atmosphere at the moment, but thankfully the winds have shifted away from the east. East wind off the lake in Hamilton is a chilly wind, but a little bit better for the day today, and we'll talk about that coming up. Checking traffic this morning, 403 Waterdown Road. As usual, we start with our exclusive camera. Doing fine right there, nothing to see. At least it's not pouring rain this morning. We do have a disabled vehicle off to the side, Toronto bound at the QEW at Martindale, but the volume is so light it's not impeding any. Anything right there, as you can see. Centennial Parkway looks good. Top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge already starting to get a little bit busy through here. We'll keep you posted. We'll look at weather and traffic as usual coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, the news.
Oh, it was busy at gas stations last night ahead of an expected jump of 14 cents a liter. Yep, the prices are up this morning, so a bit of a shock if you haven't filled up already. Simone Gavros joins us now from Mohawk and Upper James on Hamilton Mountain with more.
Hi, good morning, Annette. Well, gas prices are going to be soaring across the GTHA this morning. Right now, here at this Petro on Upper James, gas is about $1.77, but we have seen that it's around $1.78, in some places $1.76, and it's going to increase to about $1.79 in some cities. Now, there are just some pictures of yesterday's lineups in Waterdown last night as people raced to fill up just before midnight. You could also see these long lines down the street with people trying to get discounted gas from Costco as well. Now, gas price watcher Dan McTague, who is president of Canadians for Affordable Energy, says that this is the highest gas prices have been since August 2022, and we won't see any real relief until about mid-September. Now, the spike is due to a number of factors, one being the switch from winter gas to summer gas.
We've seen prices move up like that in the past, but certainly not after we've seen increases with carbon taxes and other factors in the month of April, but very predictable. And I had warned that we'd probably see about a 12-cent increase. It is really the switchover from winter to summer gasoline, and that means that prices here that are ranging the $1.65 range will be $1.79. And even for gas stations that offer fuel much cheaper than most, they too will have to absorb that 14-cent increase.
So it will be a bit of a shock as people are looking to fill up their gas tanks this morning. We're going to be speaking with some drivers today to get their reaction of this spike at the pumps. But for now, Tim, I'll send things back to you.
All right, thanks, Simone. Hamilton City Council voted for Metrolinx to operate the multi-billion dollar LRT system for the first 10 years, then City Hall take over that after that. Nice. Several operational models were on the table, but City Council voted in favor of two. The first includes performing passenger-related activities like customer service and fare enforcement, while a third party does control vehicle and beeline operations. The transition work is expected to begin no later than year 5. This despite delegates hoping to sway the city towards an HSR-run model during yesterday's meeting.
Light rail breaks down, it is far more important for the city to have the ability to directly intervene and fix operational problems than have someone else to blame.
The McMaster Students Union would likely have to renegotiate for a different pass with Metrolinx or pay some of this pass fees to Metrolinx, likely increasing the cost.
Why would Hamilton want anyone else but the HSR and ATU workers to continue to deliver us safely into the future on the LRT?
Hamilton's local transit union has threatened to take the city to court, saying if the HSR is not tapped to run the LRT line, that does violate their collective agreement. Metrolinx owns LRT assets and infrastructure, meaning the organization does have the final say on who operates the line.
Staff and students at Hamilton's Cathedral High School were placed under a lockdown yesterday following reports of a possible weapon in the area. Hamilton police say school officials locked down the school just before 1 in the afternoon. That was lifted about an hour later. No word on where the report came from. Here's one student's account of what happened.
I heard the alarm go off and it repeats like, this is a lockdown. And I came out my classroom and I grabbed my things and I left because it was my lunch.
And you heard it was a weapon?
Yeah, a gun. I don't know about a knife, but I know it's definitely a gun. Yeah, there's a bunch of people in there still, classrooms, gym, cafeteria area. I don't know what's going on with them, but we're just all waiting until we can go back inside. Yeah.
Hamilton Wentworth Catholic District School Board sent a letter to families confirming that officers didn't find a firearm during the search, and they add students and staff were able to finish their day. Well, demonstrations were held outside Hamilton hospitals protesting the way contract negotiations are being handled between the Ontario Public Service Employees Union and Hamilton Health Sciences. The union local says it is prioritizing the need for recruitment and retention and making sure that all staff are provided the same opportunities.
They're asking for their employer to deal with the recruitment and retention by actually bargaining a contract rather than waiting for arbitration. The longer they wait for arbitration, the more they will miss new students and new grads coming out of programs.
The union says they are serious about getting Hamilton Health Sciences back to the table to continue bargaining. A popular playground in Burlington is going to be off limits for a while. Flooding has closed Leland Park Playground near Plains Road in the QEW. The city of Burlington says staff are trying to remove the water, but the playground's drainage system needs to be fixed. And that can't happen until crews can get equipment in. The city says for safety reasons, the playground will stay closed until conditions are dry and the repairs are done.
Sportsline time. Okay, so the regular season came to an end for Maple Leafs last night in Tampa, with the game itself having no meaning, with the playoff spot all locked and loaded. But there was two personal accolades that we were watching for.
Up top, Radish in the slot.
So that was one of them. The Lightning's Nikita Kucherov, who is having himself an MVP season, leading the league in points, joined Connor McDavid and just three others in history to record 100 assists in a season. He had a goal as well. He finishes the year with 144 points. Now, Austin Matthews also had a goal to try to score 70 goals. And boy, did he have his chances. Matthews sitting on 69. He had 7 shots in the first period with mom and dad in the crowd looking on. 12 shots overall, a couple that rang off the post and the crossbar, but he could not light the lamp and become the 9th player. 270 goals. Leafs would drop a 4th straight game to end the year. 6-4 the final. Next up, Boston Bruins in the first round. That kicks off Saturday night in Beantown.
Slapped ahead by Cooley to Dylan Gunther. Hits the trailer, Cooley, to the net.
It was an emotional night in Arizona as the Coyotes played their final game at Mullet Arena as the Arizona Coyotes. Yes, it's called Mullet Arena. It came in a 5-2 win over the Edmonton Oilers, but next season the team will be playing elsewhere. It's not confirmed, but all signs are pointing to the NHL announcing as soon as today that they are relocating to Salt Lake City, Utah. Since 1997, the Coyotes have called Arizona home after moving from Winnipeg. Numerous issues over the years, including playing in a college rink called Mullet Arena that only seats 5,000 people, might be the final straw.
So here's Dalton Varsho, and he gets one high in the air to right center field. It's gone!
to the Rogers Center, where things were looking good for the Blue Jays and me as I was in the building to watch Dalton Varsho hit his second home run of the game to put the Blue Jays up 4-1 over the Evil Empire heading into the final two innings. The Jays bullpen unable to hold on. Aaron Judge hit a game-winning two-run double in the top of the ninth to break a 4-4 tie. New York avoids a sweep and ruins my night. They take it 6-4. Jays have a day off today before starting a series in San Diego tomorrow night. This is big. Raptors' Jonte Porter been handed a lifetime ban by the NBA for blatant violations of the league's gambling rules. So they discovered Porter disclosed confidential information to sports bettors and wagers on games, even betting on the Raptors to lose games. Commissioner Adam Silver says integrity is crucial, especially with this gambling. And the league discovered Porter gave information about his own health status in a March 20th game versus Sacramento. He was a two-way player for Toronto, but also spending time with their G League affiliate, the Raptors 905.
On the drive, the pull-up shot won't go. Fight for the rebound, and Embiid comes out with it. He's fouled. Shot is good. And one.
Well, to the NBA's play-in games, where it did not look good for Philadelphia as they hosted Miami in the 7-8 play-in, but a strong second half by Joel Embiid, who had 23 points, 15 rebounds, and the Nick Nurse-led Sixers secured the seventh seed in the East, the 105-104 win over the Heat, so they will now face the Knicks in the first round starting this weekend. The Heat, meanwhile, who made the NBA Finals last season, still have a chance. You saying there's a chance? There is, because they will play the Chicago Bulls, as them Bulls easily took care of the Atlanta Hawks in the 9-10 play-in game. Kobe White in that fro scored 42 in the 131-116 win. So it will be the Hawks-Bulls Friday, with the winner playing first place Boston Celtics in the first round.
All right, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock as we get into this Thursday morning, which is becoming a wet Thursday morning, getting some light showers at the moment. Looking at traffic, first of all, 403 and Waterdown Road, it's getting busier, but it's still rolling along okay. So nothing to see there. At least our camera isn't shaking like it was yesterday morning at this time. To a problem. Let's go to our MTO traffic camera. Here's the top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge. I saw that a little while ago and I went, this isn't normal. There's got to be something wrong somewhere around the Skyway. And yep, found it. Coming off the Skyway Bridge, going past North Shore Boulevard. This is the camera just past North Shore. We've got a problem on the right lane, right shoulder blocked, and there's a collision right there. So that's really jamming things up as you try to go up and over the Skyway Bridge. But basically, that's the only problem that we have. Nothing at Martindale, nothing at Centennial Parkway. We'll skip ahead to the Ford plant all the way through Etobicoke Creek. Looks pretty good at the moment. All right, checking our temperature. It's deja vu all over again. As the saying goes, we were 7 yesterday morning, we're 7 this morning. But at least the winds are so much lighter. We had wind gusts to almost 70 kilometers an hour yesterday morning, but now they're southwest at 10, and we do have some light rain shower activity at the moment. So today, 16 degrees, so much better than yesterday. We'll have a bit of a westerly breeze, but it's a 40% chance of showers this morning, and then we're looking at a fairly cloudy day as the day progresses. Low pressure system to the north dissipating, another one coming at us, and that's going to bring some more showers for the day tomorrow. But at least after that, you can see we're going to get a clearing trend, and that should help for the weekend. Today, 16 to 15 degrees generally, a little bit better as you go through Peel into Toronto, about 17 degrees, but that shower activity is this morning, and then we could see a little bit of sunshine later. Tonight stays mild, clear for Niagara, but the rest of us showers and possible thunderstorms. Temperatures 6, 7, and 8 degrees, so mild, way above seasonal. And then tomorrow, 11 to 14 for Niagara, 12 to 14 for the rest of the horseshoe, 15 for Mississauga, Milton. But showers and thunderstorms possible in the morning, and then we'll get some clearing as the day progresses. And that's going to lead us into a fairly sunny weekend. We'll talk about that coming up. But right now, out the door, it is cloudy. We do have light rain, temperature 7. That's your forecast for now. Long range, as I said, coming up. Annette, Tim.
Hey, look who's back.
Hi, good morning.
Hello,
hi,
hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Okay, coming up, Katy Perry. If you watched American Idol this week, you will know that she had a major wardrobe malfunction. We shall discuss.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're also going to be discussing her husband, Orlando Bloom, who takes himself to the brink of death in a new series.
Are they still married?
Yeah. I didn't know that they were married.
I knew they were together. I didn't know they were actually married.
Oh, no, they're married.
Okay.
Okay.
And Kate Hudson. She's trying out her singing chops. We'll talk about that, too.
We'll see you at the coach in the next little bit.
I'll be there.
Okay, right after the break, Red Lobster has found the bottom of the bottomless shrimp, and it doesn't look good. Business news is next. $6.17 on your Thursday morning. Canadian dollar is up 9 basis points to 72.69 cents U.S. Gold is up $5.70. Crude oil is down 52 cents to $81.63 a barrel. Midday trading in Europe. Markets are up today in London and Paris, but down right now in Frankfurt.
Off to Asia we go. Markets are up in Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Shanghai. What about North American markets, you asked on Wednesday? Some slight gains on Bay Street for the TSX, losses for the Dow Jones and NASDAQ. Let's see how they do on this Thursday, April the 18th.
So the Liberals' federal budget is going to change how corporations and Canada's wealthiest people pay taxes.
We're asking them to pay their fair share so that younger generations can have the same opportunities that Xers, Boomers, and other generations had when they were starting out in their lives. The people that are driving our economy, the millennials and Gen Z who make up the majority of our workforce already, deserve the same advantages.
The newly tabled budget proposes increasing the capital gains on profits over $250,000 from one-half to two-thirds. It's a move that some business groups are not happy with, saying it's going to ultimately hurt economic growth. But several economists point out that the changes would bring capital gain taxes in line with other taxes, like those on dividends, which will help productivity and improve the system. Yet others say the changes will level the playing field and encourage businesses to make better investment choices.
Well, after all, it's all-you-can-eat shrimp promotion backfired last year, losing the restaurant brand $11 million U.S. Red Lobster is reportedly considering filing for bankruptcy in the United States. A report from Bloomberg says the seafood chain is contemplating the move in an attempt to stay afloat after financial problems have plagued the company. No final decision has been made, and actually it's unclear what bankruptcy would mean for its Canadian locations. Red Lobster's largest investor, the Thai Union Group, has previously indicated it is looking to sell its stake in the company.
Toyota has issued a recall on 6,700 cars in Canada. It applies to 2023 and 24 Prius and Prius HEV vehicles. The world's largest automaker says water can get into the rear door latch and cause a short circuit. And if the doors aren't locked, they could also open while the vehicle is moving or in the event of a crash. Prius owners can take theirs to a Toyota dealer to have the issue fixed free of charge. Until then, Toyota says to enable the feature that locks all doors when shifting out of park.
Well, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy looking to unionize.
Gorsh.
Mmm. Oh, boy. The people who play the characters at Disneyland have filed a vote to band together under the Actors Equity Association. The union announced Wednesday it has filed cards signed by a majority of the 1,700 employees. Workers performing in the same roles are already unionized at some other Disney theme parks, including Disney World in Orlando. Disney officials say they support cast members' right to confidential vote that recognizes their individual choices.
What are these people who play them?
I don't know what they're talking
about,
actually.
I don't quite understand that, anyways. I'm going to take a break.
You got a laugh over there for your garf.
Yeah, I know, I did.
You're leading me 1-0 today. Let's keep score.
We are keeping score. Brian's going to be back with more laughs, maybe. Your traffic and your 7-day forecast.
I got to work up some material here.
6:24 on the button here on this Thursday morning. Looking at our traffic cameras, first of all, these are MTO traffic cameras. Nothing happening in St. Catharines, so all doing fine here at the QEW Glendale. Different story, top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge. It looks like it's trying to move a little bit better here, and here's the reason. Ah, that's why, because this is starting to clear. There you can see the emergency vehicles moving away now, because we had a collision just coming around the bend there. We had the right shoulder and the right lane blocked with a collision. Now that's clear, so things should start moving better. Appleby line looks good. No problems at Lauren Park. The 403 at Matheson. Nothing going on right there. All right, temperatures this morning. Temperature sitting at 7 degrees, and we have some light rain, drizzle, some mist in the atmosphere at the moment. Winds are light from the southwest. The relative humidity is right up there at 100%. So today, seasonal temperatures, 12 for the daytime high. We were so far away from that yesterday, and 2 for the overnight low. Sun-Times records there. Yeah, yesterday we got to 7, but that was early in the morning, and then the temperatures fell during the day. So 11 degrees for the first bell. There's that chance of showers, and a little bit squeaks of some sunshine later on, and a 16-degree high for the day today. So that's the high today. 7 degrees overnight tonight, once again. Tomorrow, a touch cooler, but the sun will be coming later in the day. Chance of showers, thunderstorms in the morning, and then some sun. Sunny and 9 only, so another cool day Saturday, bit better for Sunday, and then temperatures climb nicely as we get into Monday for Earth Day and 14. That's your forecast. Annette, Tim.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Let's go west to BC. An elephant seal. I don't know what an elephant seal is, but...
You'll see it. You'll recognize them as soon as you see them.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And hear them.
Well, this specific elephant seal loves to show up in public places and has returned to Victoria Island, defying attempts to relocate him.
So his name is Emerson, and he's been photographed throughout Victoria, including on busy city streets. The fisheries department says he's pretty well-behaved, and he likes people. But some are forgetting that he is a wild animal. So people have tried to pet him, take selfies, and in one reported instance, a child was encouraged to touch their nose to his.
Whoa.
So last week, animal care authorities stuffed the 500-pound seal into a van. They drove him 200K away from his preferred home. He was back 6 days later. They figured he swam an average of 34 kilometers a day. The department now says as long as the public leaves him alone, they're not going to try to move Emerson again. That makes sense because the 2-year-old is expected to about double in size.
Oh. Really putting it out there, right?
I want to go back to my people.
Yeah, right.
But don't touch me.
Oh, shoot. I didn't look up seal puns.
Oh,
man.
Oh.
I have failed you at home. I apologize. I was actually listening to what Annette was saying.
What? We'll chop that one up as a first. We got more to come right after this.